Porsche Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. I am torn within. I cry without end. I do not sleep, and I take out all of my frustration on my husband and my baby. I am broken, and I cannot believe this is happening. Maybe Hashem has finally decided that we are no longer His chosen people? Years ago, a woman, gripped with terrible suffering that afflicted her family and the Jewish people, wrote these words to Rabbi Yuval Shurlo. There is a special pain and bitterness in her words. She is not only hurting, but wondering if the Creator has rejected her and her people. This is a feeling we may get in times of extreme stress and crisis. Following the golden calf, the sages tell us that the children of Israel also wondered this very question. Had God rejected them? Then they were given the reconciling commandment of constructing the tabernacle, and they believed they had hope. Yet, as we read in our parsha, God's glory did not appear to them, comforting them, telling them that He still loved them for the 7 days of the installation of the Mishkan. On the 8th day, Moshe came with Aharon to the tent of meeting, and they went out and blessed the people. What was their blessing? Rashi teaches, Vayitzu vayivarchu et ha'am, and they came out and blessed the people. They said, May the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, meaning, may it be God's will that the Shechina may rest upon the work of your hands. They invoked just this blessing and not another formula, because during the whole 7 days of the installation, when Moshe was setting up the tabernacle and officiating therein and dismantling it daily, the divine glory had not rested upon it. And the children of Israel felt embarrassed, saying to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher Moshe, all the trouble which we have taken was only that the Shechina may dwell among us, so that we may know that the sin of the golden calf has been atoned for on our behalf. Indeed, God's glory did then appear to them, comforting them, just in that manner. It is natural and painful to wonder and worry about our status in God's eyes. Yet, even the prophet of destruction, the great Yirmiyahu HaNavi, came to remind God's people that He loved them still and always. The word of Hashem came to me, saying, Go and call out in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, This is what Hashem says. I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, how you followed me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel is sacred to God, the first fruits of His produce. All who devour it shall be found guilty. Evil will come upon them, says Hashem. As it was then, in the crisis leading to the destruction of the first temple, so it was following the crisis of the golden calf. And so it is now. There's anger, and there is pain, and yet somehow along with those things, there is also always love. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please share this episode with a friend or leave a review if you enjoyed it. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. Please come, daven, learn, and join us in shul. We'd love to see you.